97.1. Welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM Sandpoint and 1450 AM Bonners Ferry. This is Chamber Chat. I am Mickey Quinn, the Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. Today we'll be talking with some members of the current Leadership Sandpoint class. My guest today will be Carrie LaGrace, a real estate agent with Tomlinson Sotheby's International Realty, Ellie Verenwald of Sand Creek Customware, and Veronica Nelton of Festival at Sandpoint. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. Today, Friday, May 16th, the Lost in the 50s Vintage Car Parade will be at 6 p.m. We are expecting a huge number of vehicles that will participate in the parade. They will be lining up at the Sandpoint High School, and then the cruise starts at 6 p.m. The parade route from the high school is north on Division to Cedar, east on Cedar to Florence, south on Florence to Church, east on Church to First Ave, and north on 1st Ave to Cedar, and west on Cedar to 5th Avenue. After the parade, Sandpoint will come alive with music. A street dance will take place after the parade by Jeff Jones Square between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. Connie's is having a post-parade party in their beer garden with live music from the Double Shot Band. Smokesmith Barbecue will have live music on their outdoor stage at 102 South Boyer from 6 to 9 p.m., featuring the tribute band Need for Creed, performing nostalgic 90s rock and post-grunge. Then tonight, the doors will open at the Bonner County Fairgrounds at 6:30 p.m. for a live music concert that takes place featuring Rocky and the Rollers and the Modern Gentlemen. Saturday, May 17th, is the car show on the streets in the heart of downtown Sandpoint. The show is from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Lost in the 50s wraps up with another live music concert also at the Bonner County Fairgrounds Saturday night. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. for Rocky and the Rollers again and Peter Noon of the Herman's Hermits. And if rocking out to the 50s is not quite your speed, check out The Hive on 1st Avenue. They're having a Lost in the 80s dance party with Gigawatt. This is a 21 and older event beginning at 7 p.m. Gigawatt will be covering hits from the 80s, including Billy Idol, R.E.M., The Cars, and more. Tickets are just $5 and can be purchased online at livefromthehive.com. Tuesday, May 20th, is the Little Live Radio Hour, hosted by KRFY at the Panada Little Theater. They ask the audience to please arrive and be seated by no later than 6:45 p.m. Their musical performer this month is Sydney Dawn and Guess. We are all caught up with what's happening around Sandpoint, and I'd like to remind you that this is Mickey Quinn with the Chamber Chat Hour, and I'm here with guests from our current Leadership Sandpoint class. We're going to be talking about what Leadership Sandpoint is all about, their experience these past 8 months, and we're going to be taking a dive into all the different classes that they've had and all the things that they've learned. It's going to be a great chamber chat. So we're going to take a break, and right after that, we'll be welcoming our guests from the Leadership Sandpoint class. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, and thank you for joining the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We will be right back.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on 1st Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Hey, come on, let's go outside. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, inviting you all to a great new way to indulge yourself at home. Sandpoint Furniture has brought in a new, higher-end outdoor line of furniture called Bitterroot Outdoor, made by the Amish in St. Ignatius, Montana, and they're always known for their craftsmanship. Each piece of Bitterroot Outdoors is thoughtfully designed and built with a poly-tough material with a 20-year warranty that will stand up to all of our weather elements, rain, snow, and bright sunny days, without the hassle of covering or maintenance. With several collections and color combinations to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect complement to your outdoor space. So the people at Sandpoint Furniture and the folks at Bitterroot Outdoor encourage you to get out with friends and family and enjoy dinner on the patio, drinks around the fire pit, or just relaxing on your deck year-round in comfort and in style. That's Sandpoint Furniture across from the Bonner Mall in Ponderay, still making your house a home for almost 80 years.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-694-1010. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-694-1010. Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3.
I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. This is Mickey Quinn with the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and this is North Idaho Radio, the Chamber Chat Hour. I am very pleased to have with me today Carrie LaGrace, a real estate agent with Tomlinson Sotheby's International Realty. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Mickey.
Ellie Varenwald of Sand Creek Customware.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Ellie. And Veronica Knowlton with the Festival at Sandpoint.
Hi, Mickey.
Welcome, all of you. Thank you for joining me today.
We're so excited.
Yeah.
Good. Good. So our topic today is Leadership Sandpoint, and I'm going to start with the official write-up of what Leadership Sandpoint is, and then I'm going to turn it over to my guests so that you can put it into layman's terms.
That's right.
Okay. So first off, the objective of Leadership Sandpoint is to recruit identified leaders in the greater Sandpoint area and provide them an interactive experience to gain an understanding of the roles and responsibilities of a citizen leader in our multifaceted community. The program aids participants in developing an information base of local history, resources, and key issues facing our surrounding communities. Leadership Sandpoint also provides the opportunity to build a strong local network with leaders in all sectors of our community. To further develop individual skills, each class will include board training and leadership skills development training. Leadership Sandpoint is a 2-year commitment. The first year, participants attend monthly full-day sessions from September through May, and the class is typically the third Wednesday of every month. During the first year, the class will choose a community project and fundraiser to benefit a local nonprofit organization. The second year, participants are responsible for organizing and facilitating the following year's classes. So that's the official description. But now I want to open it up to you and share your description of what you feel Leadership Sandpoint is.
Well, gosh, Leadership Sandpoint is more than just knowing about how to be a board member and kind of developing our skills. For me, the most exciting part was the integration part. I didn't realize how much fun we would have going to different businesses and facilities and touring. And I think that that's kind of made me appreciate the different industries and facets that we have in Sandpoint and how all of our businesses, whether we're self-employed, we're stay-at-home moms, we work at nonprofits, but we all play an integral part.
Yeah.
To me, it was just the diversity of what we've learned in the committee. Learning leadership, of course, because we all want to contribute back to our community, but also just the diversity from the historic section, which was one of my favorite, because growing up here, I thought I knew a lot about Sandpoint, but I learned so, so much. And then all the way through, all the different facets of what we did, from healthcare to civic to, you know.
All of them.
All of them.
And that's so interesting. Having grown up here, you think you know it all.
Yeah.
But you learned a lot about your community.
Well, and being a real estate agent, I thought I knew a lot about the area. And I learned a tremendous amount about our area.
I love that. That's great. Veronica?
I loved it. I didn't think I knew about the community at all. So I went into it like, wow, my mind's going to be blown. And it was blown. From touring the jail to learning more about Kinnexu Land Trust and like everything in between. It was so cool to see Sandpoint outside of grocery shopping and running and using the trail system, really learning about like all the parts of Sandpoint and why it is such an amazing place to live.
Wow. That's great. I'm so glad that we actually delivered on that. And so of the classes that you've been through, what would you say really stood out to you in something, a key point that you learned that kind of surprised you about our community?
I think a key point that I learned that surprised me was how every business has the opportunity to be more environmentally friendly, be more like community driven in their different ways. Like when we went to Taylor and Sons Chevrolet and they were kind of explaining to us how they were really environmentally friendly and reusing their oil and stuff like that. Something I never thought of, but that was a really unique way for them to be, save money and also be better for the environment. So it's kind of like unsuspecting ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I loved how innovative everyone was, whether it was touring Bonner County Sheriff's Department and their jail operations and or learning about the arts in Sandpoint. Every organization that presented to us was so innovative with using the resources and connections that they have.
Yeah.
Even the civic and justice system was really fun. We got to go and listen to the detective. They did a scene of a crime that happened a few years back. And we had everyone involved, from the judge to the detective to the arresting officer to the EMS service. And it was just really interesting to see how they worked together so well.
Mm. Wow. It does sound like a really diverse curriculum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like with intense research, a person in Sandpoint could learn the things that we learned, but what we got was perhaps unprecedented views, different angles that a normal or non-leadership student wouldn't get, just because we're a group and they want to show us around. But there's something to be said for kind of having this structure for getting to learn and see these unique businesses and trades that someone would have to work a lot harder to see if they weren't in leadership.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And speaking of unique, the Health and Human Services Day, I knew we were going to tour the hospital. I knew I was going to learn about Bonner General. I was not prepared for how interesting meeting the coroner was.
Oh, yeah.
That was not on my bingo card for 2025, but I proudly punched that off. That was a super interesting presentation.
Yes, I enjoyed that one too. So talk to me a little bit about the more structured learning that we did on board training and then leadership skills. But first, let's talk about the board training. What really stood out to you about that?
I think what stood out to me about board training is that everyone plays an important role. And I never really understood how the different roles on a board communicate with the executive director or how they communicate with each other. And so kind of understanding, like for me, it's a very foreign concept to serve on the board, on a board, because I never have. And so I feel like I have a more thorough knowledge of what my expectations of acting on a board would be, but also the expectations of other board members and directors, how they would interact with me if I was to serve on a board. So I feel like I have a better basis of understanding.
Without ever having that experience, now you've got some kind of an understanding of what
to expect.
Yes.
Yeah.
And something I learned through the board training too is you're not just going to sit on the board idly, that you need to be an active participant in the board. You're there for a reason. And if you don't all agree, you have to learn to agree to disagree, but move ahead and respect the decision of the board.
Yeah.
As one.
As one.
Yeah. That's an important point.
Especially, and I know Mickey can speak to the statistics. I know Sandpoint has way more nonprofits than the national average. And so in a community that is driven and run and has so many amazing nonprofit programs and opportunities, it's a great way to learn how to give back in a productive, professional manner. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And there's so much opportunity for it, like Veronica said, because there are so many boards and we're young go-getters. We want to get out there and participate in the community. And so now we have a more like a educated baseline on what we should expect serving on a board.
And next week is our May final leadership class. And we're going to put all of those skills that you've learned in board training, and we're going to do some mock board meetings.
That's good. I can't wait.
Ellie is very excited, I know, because she's been asked to bring a gavel.
I'm going to gavel.
Yes.
Ellie, yay.
I'm going to bring something, and it's going to be a surprise, but it's going to be a gavelable object.
It's going to be fun. So talk to me a little bit about the leadership skills development training that we went through.
I loved this part. Learning about... I mean, at its core, it's leadership divided into, was it 21 irrefutable laws? And I loved all the different facets of learning about yourself and how to translate what's in your thoughts, your ideas into how is this going to be received by my audience and tailoring your approach to who needs to receive it. Is it staff? Is it the community? Is it the board? I really loved the introspection of our homework each month.
I had a boss early in my career who explained to me that you have to change your approach because other people are not going to change their ways. You have to adjust to them in order to get your point across. Mm-hmm. And that was a big aha moment for me too. Yeah.
You took my word, Veronica. I was going to use introspection because that's what I felt like. A lot of times people would imagine being a leader is like being in the front of the pack and saying, you do this, you do that. But it's not about that. It's about them buying into what you're trying to ask them to do or teach them to do. But a lot of that comes from within. So you have to believe in yourself. You know, you have to interact with others like you would want to be interacted with. And so all the lessons in leadership for me, it starts with me. It doesn't start with how I tell people what to do, but it starts with like how I approach that. And that's on me.
Yeah. And I think it's about delivering the why. Why are we here? Why are we doing this? We're doing this together as a team. How can we work well together? So being a leader is leading by example, mm-hmm. living the right lifestyle, being the right leader, showing the why. And hey, we work together as a team to get there. Let's get to our goal. Let's get to our why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked a little bit about being a servant leader too, and I love the description of that is a leader is the one, not the one being served by their people, but you're the one bringing the water so that they can continue to do their good work. Mm-hmm. And that truly is servant leadership is a big, important part, I think, of leadership today.
I agree.
Not holding them back, but showing them the way to step up.
Mm. Yeah, yes. That's a good one, Carrie.
Yep, empowering.
Yeah. Empower them.
Yes, definitely. What else about leadership development, the board training, any additional thoughts? Do you think you would have learned that on your own by reading books or?
I think you could get there on your own if you're intentional and have time. I don't think you would get there in a 2-year process like Leadership Sandpoint is really an accelerator for learning all of these skills, putting them into place, putting your money where your mouth is, and getting the opportunity to practice.
Well, that's and great. It's also the group accountability, right? I mean, we're all learning and practicing together. And so kind of knowing that other people are doing, you know, reading the book and doing the homework, and it kind of gives you that reminder of the expectation that if, you know, you're only going to get out what you put in. Mm-hmm. And so by us all passively perhaps keeping each other accountable, it's a better outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was great that we would have the, you would teach the lesson that day, that particular law, and then we would have to have a month to go ahead and practice this, and then you would hold us accountability by asking, now who did their homework?
Yeah.
Who actually did this and participated? And there was some really valuable information from the entire group that came back with feedback.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. It's time for a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be back for our next segment in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint and 1450 in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
Selkirk's Pend'Oreille Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pend'Oreille. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pend'Oreille Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
There's always a fiesta at Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Ave in Sandpoint. Margarita specials on Monday. Tuesdays are Taco Tuesdays with $3 tacos, $5 Mexican drafts, and specials on Hornitos margaritas. Don't forget, every Sunday is Magic Sunday with Star Alexander. Jalapeno's is open for lunch and dinner Friday through Tuesday. Closed Wednesday and Thursday. Join them on their deck. And remember Jalapeno's when you need catering. Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant in Sandpoint.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-298-9532. 800-298-9532. Again, that's 800-298-9532.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat Hour. This is Mickey Quinn, and I am pleased to have with me Carrie LaGrace, a real estate agent with Tomlinson Sotheby's International Realty, Ellie Verenwald of Sand Creek Custom Wear, and Veronica Knowlton with the Festival at Sandpoint. Thank you all for being with me.
Thanks for having us.
So now let's talk about each of the monthly classes. You've completed 8 out of the 9, so let's go back through and just chat about what each one was and what your favorite part was. The first one was leadership team building.
So that is when we all went up to Schweitzer and we didn't know each other and we were all strangers and we had a long way to go. So it was really fun. We had a lot of different, we had them talk about Schweitzer and the area, but then what was your favorite? You guys were talking the...
We played a game called Toss the Chicken where we pass the chicken.
Flip the bird.
Here we go. And it helped us learn everybody's names and communicate effectively and efficiently. That was super fun.
Awesome. Yeah. So then the second one in October, the Cornerstones of Sandpoint.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the history one.
Yeah, that one was very interesting. Toured McDuff's, that used to be the post office, that used to be the library. Toured the Panada. What else did we, where else did we go,
Carrie?
The museum.
The museum. And I thought that was really good because I've been in the museum, but I never had a tour where they were explaining all the history. I was just trying to absorb everything I could.
Mm-hmm. That was a great one. Then in November, it was Education and the Arts.
Started at Kinnexu Land Trust with like 2 inches of snow.
Oh, right.
Oh, it was a chilly outdoor day.
Yeah, we made adorable Christmas ornaments, learning some
birch weaving.
Weaving, I think it was.
Tree origami, as we call it.
Tree origami, yes. And then in the afternoon, we had an arts panel with Pondere Arts Council, the Panada Theater. Was the conservatory there?
Music conservatory? I think so. And then
I think the festival represented as well.
Yes. Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
So many arts in Sandpoint.
Yes. We have so many just like visual arts, but then also performing arts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And the Lake Pondere Repertoire Theater.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. LPO Rep was there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we moved into December, and that was Human and Community Services. So we were exploring the human services available in Bonner County. Oh, we were at the hospital for part of that, as I recall. And Jason Welker from the city, didn't he come and talk to us?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's right. So that was really interesting because they were talking about kind of what the top priorities for the community are, like the roads, the sewer, the and water. And so that was really interesting to see how we need to continue to focus on that as a community.
And but also,
go ahead, Ellen.
Think he was he also talking to us about the comp plan?
Yes.
And how they were like bigger picture. I mean, day to day, fill a pothole. But then at the same time, you have to be thinking about this like 10 or 20 year plan that's, I mean, necessary, but quite overwhelming.
Very overwhelming. Yeah.
Yeah. Long term thinking.
Yeah.
Got to plan ahead. Then in January, it was sustainability. That's when you went to the Taylor and Sons.
Such a highlight.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And they are LEED certified, which is tough to do.
Very.
And that's all about sustainability, conservation of water, minimizing trash and, you know.
Energy consumption.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then we also explored some talk about eco-friendly businesses, the community garden, things like that.
Water intake was part of that day, and that was one of my highlights, seeing how the city collects and intakes water from Pondere, filters it, and then services it out to the community was so cool.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, a lot of filters.
Behind the scenes that you don't get to see.
Correct.
True.
Just a normal person in the community doesn't get to go on a tour of the water facility.
Correct.
Yeah. I imagine that's under lock and key.
Yes.
And then was the one you talked about before in February, law enforcement, judicial system, local and state government.
Yeah, we started with the Bonner County Sheriff's Department, and we even went over to the facilities for the water for the lake. Sheriff's Department that services on the lake, the boats.
The marine division.
Remember the dog?
Marine division.
Marine division.
Meta-canine officer. Yeah.
Wow. We have a canine.
We have a canine.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then this was the day that then you also went to the city.
Yes.
And that's where we had the presentation of that recent crime scene, the processing, and how they caught the guy.
Yeah. That was really interesting.
It's great when you get to hear a story where the ending is known. Mm-hmm. I heard last year they did a review of a unsolved case. And as interesting as that was, I like it when there's a conclusion.
Same.
So this was a highlight.
That's good. Good to know. And then in March, we did economic drivers. What were the highlights of that?
Where were we in
IFG Mill Tour in LaClean, which was amazing.
It smelled so good.
It smelled good. It was like the most immersive Santa's workshop you've ever been in. There's ladders and elevators and conveyor belts and like you're just surrounded by all this circling wood in yes. various stages of being cut into lumber. Yep. It was amazing. Wow.
But then in the afternoon, we went to the McDuff's Brewery.
Oh, that's right.
And they and talked about how they brew the beer yeah. and yeah. all the, and you know, the competition. And
yeah.
How they
And I think he talked about sustainability. Mm-hmm. And I think Mickey's key point that we should drink local beer.
Yes. Yes. That yes. was his.
Drink locally.
That's how beer is sustainable, only if you drink it locally.
Right. Right. Save all on that, you know, shipping and transport.
Love a good sales tactic.
Yeah. Got to have a reason. And then in April, we focused on health and wellness, and this was primarily at the hospital.
Bonner General, and then we got to go to Kinnick-Sue Health as well.
Yes, and Bonner General, there was a presentation on sleep.
Yeah.
That was cool. Fascinating.
And especially presenting sleep to a room of potential workaholics, because mm-hmm. we're all business leaders, mm-hmm. I thought that was really fun. Very fun. Some good tips and tricks about how to increase your sleep.
We yeah. also got to talk to the CEO, the CFO, HR for the hospital, and it was really interesting to hear their presentation as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 How to manage such a unique entity, one that's needed in the community, but also
growth.
Yeah, growth and the financial aspect of it, and it's just it's so many layers. Mm-hmm.
And then we went over to Kinnick-Sue Health Services. Mm-hmm. And there was when we heard from the coroner. Mm-hmm. Again, fascinating presentation yep. that he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the forensic nurse. Thank you.
Yeah.
The forensic nurse and everything she did and how actually I think we need to step up more as a community and help those that may be being abused. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that was a really fascinating presentation that you don't really hear about it much here locally. You hear about it nationally. But the fact that what she pointed out in rural communities, domestic abuse is rampant and it's yeah. kind of flying under the radar. Mm-hmm.
And we all kind of like put our heads in the ground and don't see it.
Yeah.
We're not aware of it as much. So I think that there's a real need there to reach out.
Mm-hmm. And then we really can't talk about it too much, but next week we're going to take the natural resources and tourism. It's the last class, and one of the highlights of that is that we get to go on the boat cruise on the Shawnees.
It's going to be great.
Looking forward to it.
I'm yep. bringing binoculars.
Oh, good.
Well, be warned.
We're hoping that we're going to see some eagles.
Yeah.
Yep. Wonderful. And we're going to start out at Traverse Park, I believe. So we're going to get a little tour of that and talk about the importance of parks in our city, and then also get to take a tour of the James E. Russell Recreation Center.
Great.
I haven't been there yet.
I have not been in it either.
Nor have I.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Look at all the great things that if you're a member of the leadership class, you get to do.
Yeah.
And you get to interact with us next year. Maybe we haven't gotten to that part yet. I'm so sorry. But we're excited.
We are.
Yes. Well, we can talk about that in our next portion. But we are going to take a break right now. But thank you so much for sharing your favorites and the highlights of each of those monthly classes. It's time for another brief break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Ellie, Carrie, and Veronica on Leadership Sandpoint. Thank you for listening to the Chamber Chat Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Spring is here. It's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, to get that cracked or broken windshield replaced. They're familiar with most insurance companies, so they'll be able to handle the paperwork quickly and efficiently. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by the Auto Glass Safety Council standards. From rock chip repairs to complete windshield replacement, Specialty Auto Glass is the place to go. Visit them just off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. Our Go the Extra Mile service means more hustle, less hassle. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the road you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included with every tire we sell. We're talking more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's why you get more from less. Book an appointment at LesSchwab.com.
Does your pet need to be spayed or neutered?
At Better Together Animal Alliance, we offer affordable, high-quality spay and neuter services to keep your pets happy and healthy. This includes a veterinarian exam, anesthesia, surgery, pain management, and even a free microchip, all at a low cost to you. Plus, every dog also gets a nail trim. Give your pet the care they deserve. Schedule today. Visit BetterTogetherAnimalAlliance.org to learn more.
For almost 100 years, Adams Tractor has been your trusted partner, helping farmers, homeowners, and businesses thrive with the best equipment, service, parts, and support. Whether you're plowing fields or tackling a weekend project, we bring the power of the number one selling Kubota tractors right to your doorstep. Adams Tractor, a name you can trust, built on 95 years of experience, dedication, and a passion for our community. Get your Kubota at one of our 5 locations today or visit us online at adamstractor.com.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chat. This is Mickey Quinn, and I'm joined by Carrie LaGrace, a real estate agent with Thomas & Sotheby's International Realty, Ellie Verenwald of Sand Creek Customware, and Veronica Knowlton with the Festival at Sandpoint. And we are talking about the Leadership Sandpoint program. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So the last piece I wanted to talk about was the class project. There's a selection process, a fundraising, and an event. So share with our listeners how your class went about selecting the nonprofit organization that you chose.
So we solicited probably in December for nonprofits to apply to be our recipient. So we had a number of applications. We reviewed the applications and we let four nonprofits present to us their proposal, what they were asking for. And there was some vetting, you know, before we got to that part, making sure that they were in a good standing as a nonprofit and kind of vetting stuff like that. We had four nonprofits present to us, and then the class deliberated on, you know, what they were asking for. Is it feasible? Is it something that we are willing to take on? How do we feel like their mission supports what leadership is doing, but also, you know, a need in the community, which, of course, all of the nonprofits were filling such great needs, and it was very hard to deliberate and choose one.
Yeah.
You know what was beautiful about it, though, is we all decided to relax, and we sat on the ground in a circle. And it was like we were very open with communications with each other. And if someone was being quiet, Veronica or someone would call that person out. What's your opinion on this? Wow. And so we all, you know, we all voted and voted in on it. And then we deliberated and did it again.
It was very much a group conscious exercise. It was not a, okay, we're voting on it and there's a majority that says yes. I don't think we ever voted on it. I think we kind of just went around the circle 3 to 5 times and all arrived at a group consensus of believing in the nonprofit that we chose.
Yes.
That's really cool. So there was no, it wasn't like an anonymous vote. Had to say what you were thinking, what you were feeling, and share that with the rest of the group.
And that worked for us. We were not given a template of like, here's how you select a nonprofit. We kind of just evolved it, I think, with all of our personalities, to Carrie's point.
And another thing is there was no one leader. We all worked together as a team on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Veronica, I believe, had made us the scoring sheet.
That's right.
And so we did have some structure to it where we could have these different defining or deciding points that we could give points to. And so it would help us understand, like, oh, you know, the average on A nonprofit for me is more than B or C. But that didn't, it's not like our point system went into an absolute deciding factor. It was just kind of like a tool to help us discuss and decide.
I think we actually narrowed it down to about 2, and then we just mm-hmm. opened the chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. It was fun. Very collaborative, very communicative.
It was fun until you realized that you had to say no thank you to 3.
Yeah.
And that was not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yes. I do agree.
Because they all had a need and they all serve a great purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
All worthy, mm-hmm. but only one.
Only one.
Only one.
And we're really, really happy with our choice.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. So then fundraising. I know that was a challenge for some people to get behind because that's not part of their normal job.
Yeah.
Maybe have never done it before. So how did you go about raising funds for your designated nonprofit?
So that's a great question. Again, we worked together as a team. We were, as soon as marketing was ready with their materials and we had a message to send and something to say to why we were doing this. Again, there's your why. Let's get people around the why and the need in the town. We had the marketing and we went for it. We just started calling sponsors and cold calling. And then half the group, 2 or 3 of us were doing a lot of cold calling. The other 2 or 3 in the group were actually door knocking with the downtown businesses, seeing if people would donate either A, as a sponsor, or B, contribute to our silent auction. And we worked on it and worked on it. And then we turned it back over to marketing because simultaneously they were doing the flocking.
Oh, now what's flocking?
Yeah. Flocking is where you can donate and send a flock of flamingos to a friend or a frenemy or a business associate. And they wake up and they either have a little desk flock of super cute pink flamingos at their office, or they have big flamingos put in their yard outside their house or office. So it's a fun way to kind of pass it around your neighborhood or your office cubicles, and supports a great cause, but it's also fun to see like who gets flocked next.
That's great.
Yeah.
So then a culmination of this class project is an event. And you did something a little bit different than other prior leadership classes with your event. So tell us about your event.
We did. Traditionally, it has been a Cinco de Mayo block party held on the 5th of May. Looking at our calendars, this year, the 5th of May was, I believe, a Monday.
Yeah.
And kind of as a class, we decided, what if it's not on Cinco de Mayo and what if it's not a block party? And I am a firm believer in the first rule is to break all the rules. So having no rules was just great for me. And we kind of chatted it through and decided Saturday, May 3rd would be our event. Marketing put together a flyer, and I think after the first flyer, the marketing then became, they crossed out Cinco and it was a Tres de Mayo party, which I thought was just super fun. We held it at Matchwood. They were very generous to provide the space and host our event as an in-kind contribution.
Nice.
And had a Tres de Mayo party on Saturday, and we thought we were going to get away from the rain gods. It's rained every year on Cinco de Mayo and it still rained on Tres de Mayo. So I think it's an event thing, not a day thing.
But it did not pour.
It did not pour.
No.
It did not pour.
Which was an improvement over
Which
the past
was an
2 years.
Yes.
So fun. We had a live band.
So fun.
The silent auction.
Taco specials
Taco
on the menu.
Taco specials.
Yeah.
So good.
It was.
Really good turnout.
And you all had these wonderful t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Ellie.
Yep. Our marketing flyers, we ended up having a perfectly beautiful green on-brand t-shirt. And so our leadership participants got t-shirts, and the Sandpoint Teen Center, who was our beneficiary, got shirts, and we were all jazzed. We looked great.
It was fun.
It was a great event.
Yeah.
And it just seemed seamless and so easy, and you guys did such a wonderful job.
It
what
did.
Impressed me is we came together as strangers. The first night we met at the chamber, and we were all there as strangers. And we were all pretty quiet in the beginning. And then the next event would be the icebreaker team building. And then through the whole thing, we just ended up working well mm-hmm. as a team.
Many hands make light work. And yes. I think we demonstrated that.
Yes. And you had a wonderful array of items for your silent auction.
Yeah.
I was so impressed with the quality of what you had to offer. And I'm really upset that I did not get to be the highest bidder on anything that I bid on.
Oh, no.
I had multiple people outbidding me
on
purpose.
Oh, no.
It was a competition.
Was one of them your husband?
No, but Bryce was Egbert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he outbid me. And Tom Chassie from Schweitzer.
Oh, no.
Stinkers. He just swooped in right behind me.
Oh, the worst.
And we had amazing sponsors, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like Age and BCE and Zipley and the hospital. And don't
a
let me forget anybody.
A lot of sponsors.
Yeah, yes. A lot. Specialty Auto Glass. I mean, on and on. It was so wonderful how they stepped up. North Idaho Title, mm-hmm. how they stepped up to the plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we thank them so much
so
for their
much.
Contributions and being an active part of our community and supporting everybody that needs the help. And so, did you mention who your nonprofit was?
Oh. We selected the Sandpoint Teen Center to be our nonprofit for this year recipient. I don't think I'm allowed to say quite yet how much we raised for them, but we did exceed our goal.
Yay.
That's like
so
the
excited.
Worst teaser of all time, but we did exceed our goal, which Yay. Is fantastic.
Imagine a great goal and then imagine us exceeding it.
Yeah.
Excellent. That is wonderful. You guys deserve a pat on the back for that. And well-deserving organization, the Teen Center,
Absolutely.
Does great work.
Absolutely.
Yes. So any final thoughts that you would like to share about Leadership Sandpoint with our listeners?
Well, Mickey, you're an integral part of Leadership Sandpoint.
Thank you.
And we're sad that you might not be the director of the chamber anymore after a little bit. So we're hoping that next year's leader is just as great as you, but you made it great for us, too.
Thank
and that
you.
You're an important part of that.
It was a lot of fun.
I agree.
Absolutely. And if there's anybody out there thinking about doing leadership next year, we encourage it wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll put myself out there. Feel free to shoot me an email and I'd love to talk to you about it and get you involved for next year. My final thoughts are just, it was so cool to see Sandpoint in a different lens than how I've seen it in the years past, you know.
Mm-hmm. Growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the way it works, the class participants nominate at least two people that I will invite to participate in next year's class. And we invite those people in late June, early July, and then in August we open it up to the public until we have 20 confirmed participants. So if you are interested, stay tuned and watch for the Leadership Sandpoint announcement. And now, heading into the last few minutes of the Chamber Hour, first I want to say thank you so much to Carrie, Ellie, and Veronica for being with me today. But I'm heading into my moment with Mickey. And this is a moment when I share a tip, an insight, a wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can possibly be. And our topic today for Moment with Mickey is, do you have what it takes to be a leader? There's a story of a successful businessman who was a keynote speaker at a conference. After his presentation, he invited people to ask him questions. A CEO got up and said he was struggling to make a major decision. They have this product line, and even after 2 years of hard work, they have not been able to make it profitable. He's worried that the team is going to be so disappointed if he cuts the line, but he's also worried that others in the company may think he's not a good leader because he invested in something that didn't work out. The keynote speaker looked at this man for a moment and said, "Do your job." Whoa, talk about a mic drop. Making difficult decisions is the number one responsibility of any CEO, business owner, or manager. It takes professional courage to be a leader. If everyone likes all of your decisions all of the time, you are not being an effective leader. So, do you have professional courage? Do you have what it takes to be a leader? Well, thank you for being with us today. To learn more about the events happening around town, be sure to visit sandpointonline.com. And if you're interested in becoming a member of the chamber, visit sandpointchamber.org. You belong here.